Good morning and welcome to Asbury United Methodist Church. I'm John Gentry. I'm your liturgist today, and it's my pleasure to welcome you and hope everybody has survived the Thanksgiving feast and travel. We've had a great week and hope to start off on a wonderful Christmas season. I've got a couple of announcements. Next Sunday, December the 4th, will be PJs and Pancakes with St. Nick at 5 p.m. If you have ordered T-shirts from the youth and have not paid, please do so. Thank you. We want to thank you for the pledge cards that's been turned in and ask that you still, if you have not, please do so as soon as possible for our budgeting purposes. Also, we would like to ask if there are any visitors here this morning, please fill out our registration pads at the end of the pew, please. So now let us pass the peace of Christ and meet and greet. Join me in the call to worship, please. Praise be to God. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel. The hills and the mountains will be singing praise to God.
For his promise of salvation is coming to all creation, the Savior, Christ the Lord.
Remain standing for the hymn of praise. Lift up your heads, ye mighty gates, on page 213. Please join me now in the Advent confession. Let us pray together. Almighty God, who sent a star to guide men to the Holy Child Jesus, we confess we have not always followed the light of your word. We have not searched for signs of your love in the world. We have failed to praise your son's birth and refuse his peace on earth. We have questioned the good news. We have expected little hope and hope for less. Forgive us, Lord, for such self-serving symbols that mark our lives. Open our hearts to your abiding presence. May the joy of the angels become our joy. May the devotion of the shepherds become our devotion. May the vision of the wise become our vision. May the wonder of your love be born in us through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. We invite the Carver family for the lighting of the Advent candle.
Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. We have a sure and steadfast anchor of hope, of our soul, our hope in Jesus Christ. We light this candle as a symbol of Christ, our steadfast hope of our personal salvation. Jesus Christ is our hope in life when we find ourselves facing a world of despair. Let the light of your hope and belief in Jesus Christ as Savior of all be your counsel and guide this season and forevermore. Please join us in the congregational prayer response. Our Father, we thank your Son, Jesus Christ, who is our hope eternal. As we share Christ with others, may each find their hope in him, now and forevermore. In Christ's name, amen.
Thank you. Good morning. Good morning. How was your Thanksgiving? I am so glad to see you. Are you full of turkey? Stuffing? Cranberry sauce? Pumpkin pie? Okay, good. I knew I would eventually hit something. Well, this morning I want to talk about this tree. But first, I want to hear about your trees at home. Do y'all have green trees? First question is, have you put your tree up? Okay, we're half and half on that. Okay, so you have green trees. Do you use white lights or do you use color lights? Color lights. Okay. And so is your ornaments like homemade ornaments, or are they like ones bought at a store, or is there a theme to your tree? Okay. You have one ornament that has a theme? Both. Okay. Because a lot of times people may have two or three different trees in their house. Mine, there's one. And it's good that have ornaments on it. Do what? Your elf. Oh, that's right. The elves have come out. Well, I wanted to talk about our tree today because we are having a special service and worship today. And we are dedicating our chrismons. So this is called a chrismon tree. And it's Chris for Chris, and then Mon is for monograms. If you look at the tree, there's all different types of ornaments on it. Torch ornaments. And you know what they are? They are symbols of faith. Because back in Jesus' day, they couldn't tell each other that they were Christians. Remember, we've talked about in kids club and in Sunday school where we told them where they would draw half of the fish, and then if you're a Christian, you would draw the other half of the fish. And so what these are different symbols of faith. And so you've got fish, and you've got crosses, and you've got crayons, and you've got butterflies, exactly. There's all different kinds. Now, what's different about the color of the ornaments compared to your ornaments at home? What's wrong? They're yellow and white, or they're gold and white, or silver. There's some silver in there, too. But you know what? A chrismon tree can only be a green tree, an evergreen tree, and the ornaments they have to have white lights. And the ornaments are gold for Jesus' majesty, and then they're white for his purity. And so, in most churches, there is a chrismon tree. So I want you to take this Advent season when you're here for worship on Sundays, and then on Christmas Eve, if you're here, and look at all the different ornaments that can go on a chrismon tree. So let's pray. Dear God, we thank you for today. We thank you for this blessed Thanksgiving season and the beginning of our Advent season. Thank you for all the symbols of faith that tells us that we believe in you and that we can tell others about. We ask this all in your Son's holy name we pray. Amen.
On this first Sunday of the Advent season, those 4 weeks before the day of Christ's birth, as we come together and celebrate the birth of Christ, the anticipation of that great event, of Christ being born anew in our lives, we look at this tree and see that the chrismons truly tell the story of the life of Christ, from his birth to his resurrection, to the life that he gives to us all. So as we do that, then we recognize the prophecy of Christ coming into the world as our Savior. So I share with you now from the book of Isaiah, the 9th chapter, verses 2 through 6. May the people of God be blessed by this good news born in the Word of God as found in Isaiah 9, 2 through 6. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. For those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shined. Thou hast multiplied the nation, thou hast increased its joy. They rejoice before thee as with joy at the harvest, as men rejoice when they divide the spoil. For the yoke of his burden and the staff for his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, thou hast broken as on the day of Midian. For every boot of the tramping warrior in battle tumult, and every garment rolled in blood will be burned as fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. The word of God for the people of God. Let us join in together in this congregational response to this word of God as printed in your bulletin. Be born in us, O Lord. Be born in every part of our lives. Be born in every place where we live until we are conscious of your presence in our joys and in our sorrows, in our work and in our worship. Be born in us, O Lord. Be born in us this day. Amen. In following prophecy, we look to the good news as found in the gospel of Jesus Christ our Lord, the gospel of Luke, the second chapter, verses 1 through 7. Hear these words that they may bless your heart. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be enrolled. And this was the first enrollment when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all went to be enrolled, each to his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the city of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be enrolled with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to be delivered. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
We will now have the presentation of the Nativity symbols.
The Epiphany Star.
The Epiphany Star is a five-pointed star representing the Epiphany or Revelation at the time the Christ child was made known to the wise men, representing the Gentiles. According to tradition, this occurred 12 days after Christ's birth. Our scripture reading is Revelation 2:28. He who conquers and keeps my works until the end, I will give him power as I have received power from my Father, and I will give him the morning star. With heart and soul we rejoice, for the Epiphany Star reminds us of God's morning star rising over our lives.
The Christmas Rose.
The Christmas rose is a true Christmas flower. It is called such as it blooms in the depths of winter in the mountains of Central Europe. Legend links it with the birth of Christ, for the love of Christ blooms in his messianic promise of salvation for us, even in the depths of our sin. Our scripture reading is Isaiah 35:1. The wilderness and the dry land shall be glad, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom like the rose. With heart and soul we rejoice, for the Christmas rose reminds us of God's love blossoming in our soul.
The manger.
The manger is celebrated as a symbol of humility, for our King of Kings and Lord of Lords was not born in a cradle in a palace, but in the lowly stable. Our scripture reading comes from Luke 2:7. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. With heart and soul we rejoice, for the manger reminds us of the humility with which God's Son is born into our hearts.
Please stand and join us in the hymn of Nativity, Away in the Manger, on page 217.
Today we present the angel.
The angel is a reminder of God's presence, especially at a particular event in our faith history. But the angel is also God's messenger, appointed to bring us good news at any time. Luke 2:13. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace among men with whom he is pleased."
With the heart and soul, we rejoice, for the angels remind us of joy over the coming salvation.
Please join us in singing, "O Come All You Faithful," on page 235.
Joy, God, and joy on earth, for God we adore.
We now have the presentation of the symbols of faith.
We present the chalice.
The chalice is a symbol of the common drinking cup. It represents the sacrifice of our Lord Jesus, who died for our common human sin, that we might be saved and live an eternal life. Matthew 26:27. And Jesus took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins." With this offering, we seek to honor him who took the cup of our suffering and drank of our sorrow, proclaiming the love of God.
Present the crosses. First, we'll begin with the Latin cross. There are over 150 types of Christian crosses. All of these are either Latin or Greek. Greek crosses have bars of equal length. Latin crosses are distinguished by the fact that the bottom part is longer than either of the arms. The Latin cross is always shown as being empty, representing the risen and living Christ. The verse for this will be 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18. For the word of the cross is folly to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. Next is the Jerusalem cross. The large center cross of the Jerusalem cross represents Mosaic law. The four smaller crosses represent the four gospels connected to the one church, spreading the good news of Jesus Christ to all four corners of the earth. We'll be reading Colossians 1, verse 19. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of his cross. Finally, the Tau cross with the serpent. The Tau cross with the serpent represents Jesus' crucifixion, which fulfilled the overcoming of death and sin for the salvation of humankind. We'll be reading John 5, verses 14 through 15. Jesus said, "And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life."
With this offering, we seek to honor him for our God here.
Sacrificial lamb. In the Old Testament, a lamb was sacrificed by the Jews as atonement for their sins. In the New Testament, the Christian faith affirms no animal sacrifice is needed, as Christ sacrificed his life for the sins of the world. John 1:29. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. With this offering, we seek to honor him, for God has heard our cry and has answered our plea. God gave his Son to die for us. O Lamb of God, grant us peace.
The butterfly. Although not scriptural, the butterfly holds an amazing resemblance to the life of a Christian. The butterfly goes from crawling larva to the chrysalis stage, where it appears lifeless, before bursting forth unto new life. The Christian lives this mortal life slowly, enters death, which appears to be the end, yet the Christian is raised into the greatest gift to God, eternal life through Jesus Christ. John 11:25. Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live, and whoever lives and believes in me shall never die." With this offering, we seek to honor him who burst forth triumphantly from the tomb. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead raises us out of our defeats and failures. His victory is our victory. Like the beautiful butterfly, we emerge into light to God's eternal love.
The shell. The shell is both a sign of pilgrimage and baptism. It is at the onus of our baptism we begin our journey of faith in Christ. Mark 1:7-8. And John the Baptist said, "After me come he who is mightier than I, the thong of whose sandals I am not worthy to stoop down and unite. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." With this offering, we seek to honor him who baptizes us with the gift of salvation. With songs of rejoice, we announce his coming. All glory, God, and honor to you, our Redeemer King.
The dove. The dove represents both the Holy Spirit and the gift of the Holy Spirit, which is peace. Matthew 3:19. And when Jesus was baptized, he went up from the water, and he saw the heavens were open, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him, with a voice from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." With this offering, we seek to honor him who comes to us as the Prince of Peace.
Please remain seated. Join us in the hymn of honor, What Child Is This? On page 219. We will now have the presentation of the symbols of victory.
The Chi Rho with Alpha and Omega. The Chi Rho in this chrismon are the Greek letters for Christ, along with the Alpha and Omega, are the first letters and last letters in the Greek alphabet, and remind us that Christ told his followers, "Who seeks to be first shall be last. Whomever is last shall be first in the kingdom of God." From Revelation 22, verse 12. Jesus said, "Behold, I am coming soon, bringing my recompense to repay everyone for what he has done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end."
The fish. Long understood as the symbol for any follower of Christ, the fish was drawn in the sand as a secret code from one Christian to another in times of persecution in the early church. From Matthew 4:19, Jesus said, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men."
The shepherd's staff. The shepherd's staff is a symbol of Jesus shepherding his flock. We are his sheep. Jesus is our shepherd. He leads us with his staff. We are to follow. From John 10, verse 11, Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd who lays down his life for his sheep."
Cross and the orb. The cross and the orb is a symbol of a sphere surmounted by a cross, representing the power of our sovereign, most holy God. From John 18:37, Jesus said, "You say that I am king. For this I was born, and for this I have come into the world, to bear witness to the truth. And everyone who is of the truth hears my voice." The crown. The crown is a symbol of all those who choose to follow Jesus, the King of Kings, for they shall inherit the eternal kingdom. From Revelations 2:10, Jesus said, "Be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life." The circle with IHS. This symbol represents the eternal love of Jesus, for IHS are the Greek letters for Jesus, our Lord and Savior, who was born to save us from the sins of the world. From Matthew 1:21, "And an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph, saying, 'Take Mary for your wife, for that which is conceived is of the Holy Spirit, and she will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins.'" Blessing and honor, wisdom and thanksgiving, glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb forever and ever. Amen. Amen.
Our hymn of victory is "Angels from the Rim of Glory" on page 220. As we prepare to go to God in prayer, we ask that you look in the bulletin and keep those people in your thoughts and prayers. And we'd like to also add Dick Carr for the loss of his sister, if you keep them in your thoughts and prayers. Let us go in prayer in unison and say the Chrisman prayer. Almighty God, whose glory and majesty glow through the symbols of Christ, may these chrismons ever remind us of your love entering our lives. May these gifts we hang on the tree become gifts of our comfort and joy we share with others. So may we sing of redemption's happy dawn, for Jesus Christ is born in Bethlehem. Through the heaven-born Prince of Peace, we pray. Amen. Let us go to word to God in prayer. Lord, may we be a giving people this Advent season in preparation of the most loving gift we have received, your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
We have heard the good news. We have entered into this Advent season. We look to this tree as a symbol of our salvation as it tells the story of Jesus Christ, our Savior. On this first Sunday, we have thought about the idea of hope as we have lighted the first candle of the Advent wreath. As we think about the Sundays to come, we will enter into a moment of peace. We will celebrate with joy, and it will culminate in the act of love through the birth of Jesus Christ, God's gift to this world, to you and to me, of his Son, our Savior. So on this day, may we go forward as we have just sung with joy. May we share some of this light from this tree to all we meet. And please, this is a season where people are hungry to experience peace. They're hungry to experience a connection of love with another human being. They're hungry for a new experience of restoring their faith. You today can be that hope. Won't you go forward in this world now and extend that to all? In the name of Christ, amen.